Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, did you think I forgot about you? I would never do that. I know it's late. Late, late, late on a Sunday. Oh, my little short bus riders. I know how you've missed me. Oh, you've just been pining for me, haven't you? Haven't you? Just been sitting around wondering when Sunday's going to get here so you could hear my sweet, sweet, sultry voice again. Because you love me. Dude, seriously? It's been a week. I would have recorded this sooner, but I've been busy, 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 busy. Trying to start a business and get some product made and get some stuff and do some things and live the dream, baby. Living the dream. And apparently, I'm going to talk about this. The dream includes shitloads of tweakers. Yes. Yes. Let me say that dream sucks. That's going to be the topic for this week. It's going to be, what the fuck? I hate tweakers. Okay. I have had a crappy fuck week. I'm just going to put it out there. Tweakers, I hate you. I'm not going to name names. Anybody listen to this knows who I'm talking about. I'm getting sick and tired of you fucking assholes weaseling your way into my life, whether it be through work or through a mutual acquaintance somehow. And you weasel your goddamn way into my fucking life. I don't knowingly seek out tweakers. You know what I'm saying? I actively avoid them. But you sons of bitches stay sober long enough to weasel your way into my life, and then you just go batshit crazy and take me down with you. Fuck you. I hate you. I hate you. I hope you get hit by a bus. Okay? I hope I'm driving the bus. I hope my bus hits you. I hate tweakers. Me and tweakers have a long, sordid history, whether, like I said, whether it be through mutual acquaintances or fucking employment or, let's see, roommates that I thought were sane, but ended up not being. You know what I'm saying? They go all kinds of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Fucktard on me about halfway through the roommate situation. And all of a sudden I wake up just like, what the fuck? What happened to my roommate? Who the fuck are you? Who let the crazy person in my house? Dude, seriously, I fucking hate you tweakers. And here's what I hate the most, okay? This is what pisses me off, other than the lying, the cheating, the stealing, the fucking crack sores, the babbling, the fucking toothless conversations with you goddamn fucking twitching retards. Here's what I hate the most. I hate when you goddamn little sons of bitches, you fucking tweak nut asshole fuck faces, go on a goddamn tweaker binge, okay? You didn't get any fucking shit for like 2 years, and I thought you were normal or whatever, and you were hanging out with somebody that I was hanging out with and kind of mutual acquaintances and blah, 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 blah. I'm talking about a specific person here. Okay. This is what I hate. I hate it when you get a hold of some shit and you go on your little fucking tweak binge, okay? And you go into your little tweaker coma, okay? And you do the most fucked up shit on the face of the planet. I'm talking like kill people's dogs, you know, rape people's cats, just fucking destroy people's houses. You know, make hater phone calls and fucking call people awful names and just do fucking horrid shit to good people, okay? And then when we turn around and say, you know what, I want you out of my fucking life, I fucking hate you, get out of my house, get out of my life, you're fired from the job, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And we get sick and tired and we dump your ass right in the middle of your fucking tweaker bender, your tweaker coma, and then you come out of it 2 days later and you're like, why is everybody being such a dick to me? And all of a sudden, we're the assholes? No, 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 no. Fuck you, you goddamn son of a bitch. You're the asshole. You're the one that went on a tweak binge and fucking started acting like a douchebag and fucked everything up for everybody. Knock that shit off. That shit, dude, why do you do that shit, you fucking retard tweakers? Dude, you know what? I understand alcohol. I understand weed. I can mostly understand coke. You know what I'm saying? I do not. I understand peyote. You know what I'm saying? I in no way understand fucking meth use at all. You know, just cook a bunch of fucking shit I found underneath my goddamn, you know, bathroom sink. We'll just cook that shit up and we'll just fucking smoke it. There is not one fuck redeeming quality for meth. I mean, unless you want to lose all your teeth, look like fucking beef jerky, suck some dude's dick in jail, and lose all your friends and family. Okay, if that's what you want in life, then yes, fucking meth has shitloads of fringe benefits for you. You know what I'm saying? But what the fuck, man? Who wants to look like jerky? You know, what is the appeal of this shit? What is the fuck? There is no high good enough to make me want to look like toothless beef jerky. I mean, what the fuck? And twitching around and shit and doing a little tweaker dance. What? and go into a fucking tweaker coma for 3 days and fucking run over a dog and rape a cat and fucking smack some kids and rip off an old lady and steal from a fucking homeless shelter and just ruin everybody's fucking life, and then come out of the tweaker coma 3 days later and be like, why is everybody mad at me? Because you're a tweaker, shit, I hate you. I fucking hate you. Don't act innocent. Don't act innocent, you son of a bitch. And if you're a tweaker and you're listening to this and you get offended, good. Because that's how your friends think of you. Those friends that you haven't managed to scare off, those sober friends that aren't tweak buddies, okay? Those people that you haven't managed to fucking frighten away, screw over, dick over, or fucking just completely ruin your relationship with them, that's how we see you. That's what we think of you. You know why we keep you around? Comic relief, until it gets too complicated. That's all you are. That's all you are, you tweaker fucking shit park rat motherfucker. Ooh. And the person who doesn't listen to this podcast that ruined my fucking week, okay? And you know what sucks? You know, I'm not going to name names, but I'm gonna say some defining personal characteristics of this person. This is what pisses me off, because life puts me in these situations where these people make me angry as fuck. I mean, Hulk smash, man. I mean, like, oh my god, I'm not usually a violent person, but I would love nothing more than to beat you to death with my own shoe. You know what I'm saying? I would love nothing more than to just pound you senseless because you are a useless son of a bitch and you have fucking ruined my week and you fucking called my wife names and I really, really fucking hate you. I hate you. I despise the very core of you, okay? For who you are. Now, what sucks about this certain individual whose name I will not say because he's a fucking tweaker, and for some reason, tweakers are fucking really good with the legal shit and he'll find a way to sue my ass, okay? I'm not saying a name. But you know what? You know what really sucks? I couldn't beat his ass if I wanted to, and not through a lack of physical prowess on my end, or the fact that I'm a big, fat, raging pussy. I mean, even if I went to the Hulk smash mode, saw red, and just started throwing fucking haymakers, I can't do it. I couldn't do it. Because you know why? This guy, a fucking son of a bitch, this guy's got it made. Because you know what? He's African-American, and he's gay. So you know what? I can't touch him. Because it's a double hate crime, no matter what I do. I mean, the fact that I'm white, and I usually keep my head shaved, and I have tattoos, that just looks even fucking worse. Even though I've never had a criminal record, I am in no way fucking racist, because I find that, you know, given the chance and getting to know people, you will find much, much, much better reasons to despise the very core of who they are as a person, other than their skin color. Given half a chance, people will prove that they're douchebags. You don't just have to judge a book by its cover. Take the 30 seconds to get to know them. That's usually how long it takes them to do something douchey. And then you'd be like, all right, I don't hate you because you're Asian. I hate you because you're you. And you're a dick. Okay? But that's what sucks. I couldn't lay a finger on this guy, even if he fucking called my mother a hoa. Because it's a double hate crime. And he's the kind of son of a bitch you go crying to the cops. So you know what? I'm going to fight fire with fire. He fucks with me one more time. You know what? And you heard it here, folks. He fucks with me one more time. I ain't above punching myself in the eye and telling the cops the crazy black man beat the shit out of me. Two can play this goddamn game, okay? He wants to go with the double hate crime. I'll go with the fucking crazy black man. That's all I got to say about that particular fuck tweaker, okay? But tweakers in general, fuck you. I hate you, okay? The only reason people are nice to you is because you're comic relief until you get too complicated. Once you get complicated, they drop it like it's hot and kick you to the fucking curb because you're a piece of shit. And all of a sudden you come out of your tweaker bender and it's their fault that you're a dick. How the fuck does that work? Fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you, I hope you OD. I hope you OD twice. Just so you can be like, oh my god, I lived through that, I can't believe I've lived through that. And then the second wave hits, and then you actually OD, and you get to fucking wherever, whatever tweaker afterlife you get to. And you're like, well, that sucked. I thought I had some hope there for a second, I was going to turn my life around. But then I died. That blew. Other tweakers, okay? The other tweakers I hate, or the other assholes I hate, okay? This is the other half of my life that was making me a living fucking hell all last week. I know that sentence didn't make any sense. Rewind it, put it back together, chop it up, do what you want with it. You get my point. All last week, apparently, people forgot how to fucking drive, how to operate motor vehicles, how to apply pressure to the gas pedal and make it go in a forward motion. And then when deviating from a straight course, using the clearly marked indicator that's located in their vehicle that will tell the other drivers in a safe manner that I am planning to deviate from a straight line. Beware. Be watching for me, for I am deviating from this straight line. They failed to use the indicator of any kind. What happened last week? Did everybody go fucking retarded? Did I not get the memo? The last week was drive like I'm fucking retard week? Holy shit. Everybody was trying to kill me. Dude, seriously? Seriously. Picture, if you will, okay? We're going to do a little theater of the mind here. Picture, if you will, I am having a good day. So far at this point, no tweakers have tried to fuck with me. So everything's going good. And I'm living in this delusional state that my whole day, maybe even the rest of my week, might go fine. So picture this, if you will, Mike, your stalwart hero, driving down the street to the stereo in his truck. Rocking out, if you will. Having a good old time. But still, mindful of his surroundings. Okay? Always mindful of his surroundings is our hero. So this hero, driving down, rocking out, having good time, long time. Drive down road. So peaceful and serene. Okay? Then all of a sudden, the shithead, fucktard, idiot hillbilly, I'm pretty sure it was a tweaker, because those people suck, was in the fucking lane next to me. Two lanes. Two. Count them. Two. One, two. I'm in the left lane. He's in the right. There's a car behind me. There's a car directly beside me, but back a little bit. And he's in a giant hillbilly mobile. Just this big fuck truck. This big fuck ugly dirty fuck truck with lights on it. And it smells like cow shit because I've got my windows down. Thus, for the better of the rocking out, you always got to have your windows down. Okay? And this giant cow shit smelling fuck ball of a rust bucket truck with lights everywhere, so it looks like the mothership at night. Okay? He decides,
I want to be in the other lane. I don't like this lane no more.
And I can probably guess his thought process. His thought process was probably,
you know, I want to be in the other lane. I don't want to be in this lane no more. And I should probably hit my turn signal, my indicator, to let the guy in the truck beside me know that I would like him to kind of just back off a little bit or speed up, one of the two, and give me the room required for me to move my giant shit-sickle of a truck into the next lane. That's what I need to do. Should I hit the indicator? Should I hit it?
No, I couldn't do that. Oh, no.
Not good. I'm just gonna...
And the motherfucker slowly, ever so slowly, starts coming into my lane. And, like, the back 4 feet of his truck is lined up perfectly with the front 4 feet of my truck. Look at that. And I can't go forward in time. And if I slam on the brakes, I'm probably going to get rear-ended. And I can't go into the other lane because there's a fucking median between me and the other lane. So I'm like, sweet. Shithole, ass-crap truck. Median. This is going to be fun. So I prayed. And I hit my brakes, slowly tapping, indicating to the person behind me. Look, as I flutter my light. Look at the pretty light. No, it's not a rave. Stop dancing, you fuckwit. God damn it. Pay attention. Look at me. Look at what I'm doing. Slowing the fuck down. You should do the same. So that you don't plow into me. Like Ving Rhames in a prison movie. Okay? So I feathered my brakes so that my lights would flash. And hopefully not cause a, you know, seizure in the driver behind me. And cause him to wreck. Because that would be my bad. And so the dude, damn near, takes the front end of my truck off, and I'm pissed. And you know what? I love road rage. Road rage is not an affliction. It's a goddamn defense mechanism, okay? Berserker, fuck road rage, okay? That's what Mike gets. I learned from my mama, don't take that shit, chase them motherfuckers down and give them a piece of your mind. Well, you know what? I didn't have time to give them a piece of my mind. I had shit I needed to do. But was I gonna let this roll? No. Was I going to let this fuckwit retard ass-raping fucking hillbilly piece of shit going to just simply, I'm going to almost hit this guy, I can do what I want, was I going to let him get away with it? No. So Mike got retaliation in the only way that he knew he could. And that's by hucking half a chicken salad sandwich in his passenger fucking window as I drove by. That's right, you hillbilly butt fuck of an asshole. Eat sandwich chunks, my botulism gas station special chicken salad fucking sandwich, and you're going to have to scrape that shit off when you get to where you're getting. And the whole time you're going, yeah, I wonder why that fucking guy threw his sandwich at me. It couldn't have been because I didn't use my blinker and almost killed his ass. That. Seriously, what the fuck? What the fuck? Okay. I'm going to teach driver's ed. That's going to be my part-time job. Okay. That is going to be my part-time job. Okay. I'm going to go apply tomorrow. Fresh and early on Monday. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fucking apply for a job teaching part-time driver's ed. Because apparently somebody needs to do it because nobody else is. Day one. Indicators. Lanes. That's going to be day one. It's going to be day one. I'm going to teach people, okay?
My side, your side, my side, your side, my side, your side.
Stay on your side. Stay on your goddamn side. Unless you... What? Unless you what? Unless you what, stupid buck-toothed hillbilly fucker?
Unless I use an indicator.
Correct! Unless you use an indicator, you asshole. You son of a bitch. This is why fucking they had to make rules. This is why they had to make laws, okay? Against beating the shit out of people and killing people. Because the Wild West wasn't wild because fucking there were no... You know, because it was the thing to do. The Wild West was fucking nuts because stupid people proliferated. And everybody had a gun. Could you imagine if Mike had a gun? And they're like, you could just fucking shoot people and it was no big deal? Oh, man. Bang, 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 die. Die. I don't think I'd kill him. Make a flesh wound. People don't learn when you kill them. You gotta wound them. You know what I'm saying? Wound them. And that way you know if he's limping when he gets out of the fucking car. You're like, somebody's already told you once, fucker. Okay? You know what I'm saying? This is your second warning. Shoot you in the other leg. And if he tries to run you off the road later in life and he's in a fucking wheelchair and you're like, that's the guy. Somebody else shot him and then I shot him and then now he can't walk. This is his third strike. Then you get to kill him. Because he's a fucking retard. Seriously, a fucking retard. Okay? Because road rage transcends. You know what I'm saying? Road rage is not just... It's just rage, man. Just fucking pent-up rage. If you've got more than 5 active brain cells and you live on this planet, you have rage. You look around you at the fucking retards and tweakers and tweaktards and fuckwits and inbreds and hillbillies and morons... Morons, morons, and Palins, and Becks, and Cheneys, and you just, like, what the fuck happened? Did somebody drop a stupid bomb in this country? What the fuck happened? What the fuck, man? I mean, Jesus, is it the water? Is there one particular area that's pumping out these assholes? You know what I'm saying? Did somebody fuck somebody else's cousin and nobody told somebody? Where the fuck are these assholes coming from? Here's another fucking great... road rage fucking example for you, okay? And this is me, dude. When I was of a young and tender age, I watched some dude almost fucking kill me and my family when I was a child, just doing some stupid shit in a vehicle, and I watched my mother get mad. Unlike me, she didn't fucking spew expletives everywhere. She may have said damn it or something. But I watched my mother chase this son of a bitch and motherfucker the hell down and give him the fuck what for. And of course, he got all pissy. Like, he didn't do anything. Like, what do you mean? I didn't fucking almost run you off the road. Bullshit, you asshole. I fuck followed you this whole time. You think I just randomly picked some fucking stupid ass? I followed you this whole time. Did you not hear me laying on my horn the entire time I chased you? Yes, that was me. So that's what I witnessed at a young age. So that was what was embedded in my mind. That is what was embedded in my mind. Was people do something stupid? I mean, like, and I'm not talking like, you know, oops, I changed lanes in the middle of an intersection. I'm not talking like retarded stupid. I'm talking like almost fuck kill somebody stupid, okay? You chase them down. And you give them what for? So that groundwork being laid, okay? This is what happened to me. You know, and I was just in a car accident not a few, like maybe a month prior to this. So I'm a little skittish to begin with. Those, I don't know how many of you out there have been in car accidents, but you get a little bit skittish. Especially car accidents that... Oh, sorry about that yawn. I'm a little tired. Car accidents that aren't your fault. When you're just sitting there happily waiting for some dipshit to fucking turn their vehicle, and they're not because there's some other dipshit in the place that they're trying to turn, and they're looking at each other going, you want to go? Am I going to go? Am I going to... You? You? Me? Me? Are you going to go? Am I going to go? We going to go? Should we go at the same time? You know what I'm saying? And you're sitting there going, what the fuck, man? I'm going to get a hit. My ass is hanging out in the intersection. And then I got... Then I took it in the ass from a Yukon. So, that being fresh in my mind at the time, I really didn't want to drive anywhere or do anything or, like, be around a fucking car. Because I'm like, some idiot's going to fucking just appear out of nowhere and T-bone me and fucking kill me, and I don't want to die because I kind of like me. You know, I may be the only one, but, you know, I'm the one that matters when it comes to me. So I don't want to be in a fucking car at this point. And so I'm leaving my place of employment, fun employment, you piece of cocksucker, never mind, moving on. I'm leaving at 4 in the morning, okay? And I'm in a company truck because they let me borrow it because I was in my act. I got rear-ended on company time in my own vehicle. I was running the job for them in my own vehicle, and my car got shit-fucked totaled. So when I came back to work, they let me use this little piece of shit Toyota thingy. Well, crazy yawny today. And so, not like yawny like the creepy fucking mustachioed singer either. Like yawny like... kind of yawny. And so anyway, back to my story. So I'm going home, 4 in the morning, company truck, okay, little Toyota. All I do is drive to work, drive home. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to fucking get in a vehicle because I don't want to get hit again. It's just a process I do not want to fucking repeat. So I'm going home, 4 in the morning. There's not a goddamn soul on the road, but yet I'm still following the rules of the road. Yes, little Timmy, we should always follow the rules of the road, even if no one is looking, okay? So I'm coming around the corner. I don't know how many of you people know Chico, but you're coming away from my former place of employment, and you got a little stretch of road right here where you got like a little strip mall, where you got like a Petco and an Office Depot and a fucking home buffet and, or hometown buffet and a Barnes and Noble and a Food Max. Okay, and there's a little fucking stretch right here. And so as I'm just kind of doing the speed limit and putting along at 4 o'clock in the morning because I want to go to shit home. It's been a long day. What happens? A goddamn Frito-Lay delivery truck decides it's gonna come fucking flying out of that parking lot and almost take my front end off. Oh, Jesus, that was fun. You know, one minute I'm just humming to myself because this truck didn't have a radio and just like, yay, I get to go home. Next minute I'm locking up the brakes and fucking screaming for my life because this son of a bitch just damn near killed me, okay? Come flying out of there like that scene from fucking, Ferris Bueller's Day Off and the two parking attendants take Cameron's dad's fucking car out for a ride. You know that scene where they come over the hill? That's how this motherfucker came at me out of this parking lot, scared to piss out of me. I mean, for the love of fuck, man. Frito-Lay trucks ain't that big, but they're big enough. And so I get so goddamn mad. That road rage kicks in. That road rage filled by nerd rage, filled by with fat rage filled with rage just fucking kicks in. And so I end up chasing this asshole, I don't know, probably about 100 miles in the company vehicle, which is unmarked, by the way. And I'm just fucking like pulling in front of him, slamming on the brakes, pulling aside him, swerving like I'm gonna hit him, fucking getting behind him, just fucking damn near bumping him with the fucking bumper, pulling up in front of him, giving him the fucking finger, fucking pulling aside him, slamming the brakes, throwing shit at his fucking windshield. Dude, that dude never looked... I wouldn't be surprised if that dude shit his pants, but you know what? Man, you're gonna be stupid. You best suffer the consequences. You need to fucking knock it off, you assholes. Turn signals. Use them, motherfuckers. God damn it, they're there for a fucking reason. Dude, and if you start using them, it becomes second nature, becomes habit. It becomes fuck habit. Okay? I can't tell you how fucking shitty last week was. Okay? I'm talking Monday through fuck Friday. All I wanted to do was continue to try and build a business. I just wanted to sit down and do an honest day's work and make some product, you know, and design some stuff and talk to some people and do some fucking work. But no, my life had to constantly be interrupted by the fucking meanderings of the wandering tweakers that seemed to track me down. Do I have a smell? Huh? Do I smell like tweaker fuck candy? Do I? Is that the smell that I exude? Do I waft tweaker tartar as I walk by? That makes every tweaker in a 5-block radius go, that smells good. We should go hang around that fat guy and tweak some more. He fucking shitball. I won't even go to Orville anymore. I got out of the goddamn truck in that town, and it's like, hey man, you got a dollar, you got a dollar, you got a cigarette, got some weed, want some weed, want some meth, got some meth, what you doing, can I get a ride, that's a nice hat, run, what the fuck, man, I can't even get gas in Orville, I won't stop in that town for shit, if I run out of gas, I'm pushing that motherfucker home, I ain't stopping in motherfucking Orville for nothing, ever, again, I don't give a shit if my ass is on fire. I'll fucking wait. You know what I'm saying? I'll hang it out the window and hope my fucking wind trail from the speed that I'm going down the freeway puts the fire in my ass out. Because I ain't stopping in fucking Orville. Not for nothing. For nobody. Never. Fuck you. Not stopping, you fucking tweakers. I've had enough of you fucking people. Knock it off. Nobody. Dude, I often sit and fantasize about strange things, not like sticking my dick in a donkey, even though, you know, in some countries, it's actually not that strange. I often sit and wonder what it would be like, you know, because I'm a nerd, that whole what-if thing. Like, what would you ever have, invisibility, or, you know, be able to fly off and think, like, what would it be like to have a superpower? Cool would that be? And, you know, and the other day I was watching fucking some Harry Potter, because I'm a giant fat Potter fag, and I don't give a shit. Go ahead and judge me, don't care. Fuck you. I mean, I'm overweight, got a little dick, and I'm unemployed, and I'm a Potter fag. Let's just add that to the list. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching some Harry Potter the other day, and I'm thinking, holy fuck, could you imagine the trail I would leave behind me if we lived in a world of fucking magic? If we lived in a world of magic and mystery and unicorns and pegasi and wand, that, can you imagine the fucking trail I would leave through the streets of people knocked on their ass because I fucking had magic? Do you know how absolutely ape shit, hard happy, I would go on the rejects, retards, rednecks, and fuckwits of this world? I mean, can you picture, like, man, you gotta stupefy. And I'd even say it like the guy from fucking Disturbed. You know what I'm saying? Dude, can you spare some stupefy, bitch? Get the fuck off me. Hey, what's up, Peckerwood? That's another one pisses me off. Somebody sees me and they're like, that guy was in jail. No, it wasn't. Fuck you. What's up, Peckerwood? What's up, stupefy, bitch? Ding! Just twist and flick and knock your ass in the dust. You know? Hello, we'd like to speak to you about the Church of Jesus Christ, the Latter-day... Stupefy, stupid fuck! Stupefy, die! Fucker. Ugh, those fuckers get in the, one of those Take two. Yeah. I'm all jacked up right now. I'm not a case of monster. Dude, I miss Monster Fest. They had a big fucking monster fuck rally thingy here in town, and nobody told me. What the fuck, man? What the fuck, faithful listeners who know that I'm an addict? What the fuck, man? Sons of bitches can't give me a call, drop me a note on Facebook, like, what's up? Monster Rally. They're probably going to have some, you know, some samples. You can go down there, fucking crack out, scratch yourself. Man, suck your dick for a six-pack. Come on, man. Y'all can't hook me up? You all can't tell me what the fuck's going down? I don't know what the fuck's going on in this town. I don't read a paper. Fuck the paper. Wow, I just lost my train of thought. But no, man. Seriously. Fuck retards. Fuck hillbillies. And fuck tweakers. Speaking of retards, this one, I'm going to make this a short little podcast. Every time I say that, I talk for another fucking half an hour. getting comfortable here, leaning back in my chair. Yeah, I think I'm getting more relaxed with these solo casts. That's right. Just you and me, baby. You and me. It's like I'm sitting in the car with you, just talking to you. You can just picture me, can't you? Sitting in the passenger seat, just waving my fucking hands all crazy, turning purple, screaming. Roll down the window, man. Give you a soundbite. Learn how to drive, you cocksucker! There we go. You can just fucking play that. Anytime somebody pisses you off, you're welcome. There's a soundbite. You fucking tweaker, get the fuck away from me. There you go. There's another one. It's like I'm your best friend, man. Look at me giving you free shit. You can just play that. Feel like fucking pepper spray. I gotta talk about something here. Probably the last thing I'll talk about, speaking of stupid people. I don't know how many of you people have heard the good news, the glorious news, that is Glenn Beck is going off the fucking air. I don't know about his radio shit, but his TV shit, I guess people are starting to smell the crazy. That's right. He started talking apocalypse. It's the apocalypse in the book of Revelations. Chapter 12, Genesis 17, 12, 13. And Khan said unto the people of the fucking planet that the world is going to end. And I truly believe it. You folks just don't see it because God gave his only son Jesus to show us that President Obama doesn't have a birth certificate. And he was born in Kenya and Somalia and Uganda and Guinea and all this other shit. He's not American. I'm really sad to see you go, fucker. I am. I'm sad to see him go. I hope his radio show continues. Because you know what? I got to get my daily dose of crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like weird crazy. You know, like you turn on the news and shit and you fucking see like so-and-so was stabbed, so-and-so was shot, this kid was raped, that dude was killed, this person's missing, what the fuck's going on, planes falling out of the sky, cats and dogs living together, mass hysteria, okay? Everybody's freaking the fuck out. I'm like, wow, this is a serious level of crazy that I can't fucking handle right here. That's what I'm talking about. This is like way too fucking serious for me. This level of crazy is just crazy. I can't handle it. But I knew I could change the change the channel over to good old Mr. Beck and be like, all right, now here's some funny crazy. What the fuck is this retard going to say now? President Obama's made out of Legos. He's made out of Legos. President Obama is... Soylent Green is Obama. Soylent Green is Obama. This motherfucking Jesus goddamn Christ nutter. And he just, like, progressively got crazier, too. Like, I want to sit down and just, like, go through all the fucking episodes of his show and just cut clips out and just to show, like, the progression of crazy, where at first he was just like, hey, I've got a show and I'm not exactly sure what I can say and what I can get away with. I'm kind of new at this and I really don't want to fuck it up and I really don't want to get kicked off the air. Flash forward however long he had that fucking show. To, oh, flaming chickens raining from the sky and doom, and President Obama's a fucking cyborg, and we're all gonna die. I'd like to sit down and fucking physically watch the transformation from timid little, like, fucking retard to full blown nutter. You know what I'm saying? Who's just like, what'll get me ratings tomorrow? I'm gonna say this shit. President Obama didn't get a golden ticket. He had his parents make one. Ah, President Obama doesn't get to go to the chocolate factory. Long live Willy Wonka. I mean, what the fuck, man? Seriously? Thank God he's gone. I almost said dead. Jesus, I damn near got a heart on. Fuck that guy, dude. And you know what? And I love people that are just like, well, Glenn Beck makes a lot of sense. Did you listen to it backwards or something? Am I missing the hidden fucking message? What do you mean makes a lot of sense? I mean, the only people, in my opinion, that Obama should make sense to are the people with tinfoil hats who think they're picking up satellite signals with their fillings. I mean, Jesus. God damn Christ. And he's going off the air. And I still have a show. Look at this. I mean, I'll make shit and nobody listens, but that's not the point. He got kicked off the air. But I will continue. For the short bus is eternal. Wherever stupid people reign. Wherever retards run rampant, the short bus will be there. And on that note, I'm going to make this a short show. We're going to do 34 minutes. I'm going to call it quits because I got to get back to work, man. This business ain't going to build itself. And you know what? I'm just trying to poop out the American dream. And it's a little daunting. And trust me, it's a little scary. It is. Like, I keep having nightmares in the middle of the night of like, oh, fuck, what if I fuck my entire life up? And I waste all this time doing this shit, and nobody likes anything that I do, and I'm fucking miserable, and my wife hates me for screwing everything up. So, you know, it's nerve-wracking, man. It really is. But, like, what can you do? You just fucking go for it. I mean, what else is there? Right? So, that was a little depressing. Fuck, I don't want to end on that. Think of something happy. Something happy. Something happy. Shit. You tweakers have sucked the happy right out of me. You sons of bitches. I hate you. I hate you. You've ruined my happy. I can no longer have happy because of you bastards. One of these days, man. One of these days, they're going to legalize everything. They're just going to be like, fuck it, it's a free world. You can put whatever you want in your body. We don't care. And I'm going to rejoice because on that day, the fucking retards are going to do 6 tons of crack and they're all going to fucking OD because they're stupid and they can't handle their shit. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a little carnage. People driving around on fucking 6 grams of meth and all that shit. Fuck, I don't know what the dosages are for meth. I don't do that shit. Because you know what? Like I said before, I don't want to look like toothless jerky. I don't want to look like a dog's chew toy, okay? You fucking dumbasses. Oh, I swear to God. I swear to fucking God, man. Who would fuck any... Oh. Even if I was a crack whore, I wouldn't fuck a crack whore. My God! Jesus Christ, just the thought makes my dick shrivel. And you know what? I haven't got a lot left to shrivel, so that's saying something, okay? So on that note, I'm officially going to take off this time. I'm going to go back out in the living room and see if my mom, see if my wife wants to make any more helpful comments about my penis. You know, when your woman giggles and says, you know, it's okay that you've got an innie and not an outie when she's referring to your man package, she might as well just break down and say, fuck it, I really like your mangina. I mean, I, you know... Me marrying you is about as close as I was willing to get to becoming a lesbian. Like, I really want to be a lesbian, but I don't want to deal with the social stigma. So I'm just going to go ahead and marry you, fat man. You've almost got a vagina. So on that happy note, I'm going to take off. I've said I'm going to take off like 3 times now. I'm one of those annoying friends. It's like, yeah, I'm going to go. And I'm going to keep talking for another 20 minutes. No, I swear to God, I'm going to take off, man. I got to take off, and I'm going to go snooze. And I keep talking, and I keep drinking your fucking beer, and I won't leave, and blah. And I'm just going to, I swear to God, I'm going to take off, man. And, you know, I got to go take care of some shit. Hey, did you see that new fucking movie that came out the other day that, with the, you know what I'm talking about? That
I got you in the summer, set me free.